Blog Talk Radio. in this area. And let's look at what Mr. Pash has to say. This is a simple first step to embrace shared parenting, where children spend as much time as possible with each parent, following divorce or separation. Making this change in Virginia child custody law could significantly alleviate child support issues for the majority of divorced and separated families, both financially and emotionally. Think about that. Couldn't we do that here in Texas? Much as couldn't we push from a federal level toward that? You know, this is an issue of states' rights. This is also an issue of our children's rights. They want to be loved, and they need to be loved, no matter what the circumstances. But do they know that? That's a big question. I'm not only a divorced dad, I was a child of divorce. I didn't know until I was past 40 who my father actually was. I heard stories. And when I had the opportunity to meet him, I wanted to cuss him out. I wanted to chew him up one end and down the other and spit him back out. But I couldn't do it. But I will say this. I got to know the man. I got to understand the man. And let me check the time here. I got to see what kind of a character he was, the character of the man. And I think that's what, not just my daughter, but every child needs to know the character of both mom and dad, and that mom and dad love them. I could jokingly say about my father, he told so many tales in memory of him, one could easily say that he's either the stereotypical Texan with the tall tale, or he just liked to hear himself talk. Frankly, I'm kind of leaning toward the latter. But that was my dad. Did he get a fair shake from my family? Well, I'd say no to my grandmother. There were a lot of things, a lot of problems with that. Living in a small island, a small town, USA, and members of both families living there was interesting at times. I just kind of started listening and not saying much in response to, hey, guess who I bumped into? Because I know I'd hear an onslaught. But that's beside the point. The point is, our children need to know that we care and want to do everything we can to be in their lives. That's the point. And I call on my fellow Texans, my fellow Texans and divorced dads. Let's look for change. Let's advocate for change. And let's use this McAuliffe article, op-ed from the Richmond Dispatch. Use it as a point of reference. Here's another thing that Mr. Pash said. Determining the impact of joint custody on divorcing families by Sanford Braver, an associate professor of psychology at Arizona State University. It's one of the many studies that show this trend. Such a high rate of compliance would certainly alleviate the administrative burden in assuring child support is collected. And it makes sense. If a parent is allowed to see a child for whom he or she is paying support, then that parent is much more likely to continue paying out of love and support for his or her child. Think about that. If we're allowed to see our children, are those of us who hold back funding? Are we not going to go and say, I make sure they do pay? You know, this is not a game of one-upsmanship, folks. Families continually go to court because of this, of lack of child support payments, lack of equality in the observation of the courts or observance of the courts. We're talking our next generation. Our next generation of kids, our children, and how they're going to survive, how they're going to cope in everyday Texas and everyday America. We want what's better for them. So I ask my fellow Texans, advocate in the next legislative session for an Equal Parental Rights Act. Advocate and support this bill. And for those who hear me and hear what I have to say and agree, I'm also saying help. Help with my campaign. Help with the campaign that I'm doing, this grassroots campaign for the Democratic nomination in the 22nd district here in Texas. And I will take our plan of Devin's Law for a 50-50 split of child support payments or tax deductions for child support payments to the Congress. And I will fight. I will be your voice. I will work every day I can on that idea. We have many ideas in this campaign, but this is a pet project of mine. And those of you who believe in that same, similar, from a similar opinion to all out agree, help me. Help me help you all. Just, I want to check the time again. Sorry. Help me help you all. And I just sent a thing to Twitter and Facebook, and I apologize for not sending this. But the point is, our children need help. And we as divorced dads would like to see the courts change. What can I do about it? What I'm doing right here. Voicing my opinion, okay, according to the Constitution. It says I have freedom of speech, freedom of expression. And I'm also running for Congress. And I can be your voice in Congress that makes changes like this. We can make a new difference. So I ask, please help. Please help by advocating in Austin in the next legislative session for an Equal Parental Rights Act. Help me now get into the primary for the Democratic nomination to unseat one Pete Olson. Help me now by getting me past that primary and into the general election by your support. And if you want to send, and if you have any opinions, that number here is 718-664-9825. And for those who want to make a contribution, that's Rob, R-O-B-B, 2016 for Congress. 16201 El Camino Real, Suite 32, Houston, Texas, 77062. So, folks, I'm going to be truthful with you. I'm going to be all out. I feel like I want to start being a little emotional, but I'm going to try to be as straightforward with you. Our kids deserve better. They deserve better, period. They should not be the ones used as pawns in a court system that, well, I'll say it this way. When I went through a custody issue as to my daughter, I believed in a system that, while blind, would be fair. I don't want, and I'm not trying to sound like one of those crazy dads, or divorced dads, because I've heard enough of them myself. I went through evaluations because my lawyers said do it, and I agreed. I was asked questions that I would not talk about a mixed company, and then asked why. Why didn't I? Why didn't I date? Why didn't I do this, that, and so on? Well, frankly, from rebuilding, I got an hourly wage job, folks. And I'm trying to do better every day I can. Because I know that little girl is going to think about me someday, if not every day. And because I want to apologize to her for not fighting harder. Well, I came back to Texas, and I've been fighting ever since. Fighting to get my life together, rebuilt, and finding a way to voice my opinion like I'm doing here right now. It's all for her. Devin's Law is all for her. And every child out there like it, like her. That's why I'm doing this. That's my pet project. Again, that number is 718-664-9825. Yes, folks, we as divorced dads need help. We need to find a way to see, get the courts to see times have changed, and they need to understand that. We need a system that says, we'll go forward. Not sound like Washington does today. It's not my fault. It's theirs. No one wants that anymore. No one wants that at all. And that's what people are missing. That's what they're missing the point on. No one wants we're tired of hearing fingers being pointed and blame being tossed across political aisles. We need action. And we're going to talk about a plan of action over the next few months. I may repeat myself over and over again, or I will say now and again, but I want to make my argument for your support and your vote. Because we have reason, I think we all have a reason and want to do something to preserve, as to say, why not? You know, Bobby Kennedy said, he quoted George Bernard Shaw often, there are those who see things as they are and say, why? I dream of things that have not yet happened and say, why not? So I ask you all, why not? Why not seek change for the benefit of our children, whether it be at the state level or federal help? Why not seek change in a government that all they do is point fingers and create debt, when we can introduce change? Why not create an image around the globe that does more than just strike fear into the hearts and minds of people and bring about animosity, if not hatred? See, we can make change. We can make America the greatest country in the world again. But we need to make change. We don't need, it's not my fault, it's theirs. We need change, out and out change. And I'm asking for your support by doing one of a few things. One, come the next legislative session in Austin, my fellow Texans, advocate for change in an Equal Parental Rights Act. Help me and another voice on a federal level by helping me get to Washington and introducing Devin's Law and supporting both the custodial and non-custodial parents in an equal balance and saying from Washington, this is where we're going. This is where you might want to consider correcting. Or this is where you might want to start consider correcting to the states. We have children. We have a new generation that is one step or two away from coming into adulthood. We want to give them a future that is not warrant the idea that if you're wearing a policeman's uniform, you can be shot, or much less you were stopped because of the color of your skin, or much less harassed because you have a different approach to life. We need a country that believes in the idea that we're all created equal. That's what our founding fathers believed in. And that's what I hope we can leave for our next generation. Well, I'm going to be getting the 90-second mark in a couple of seconds now. She's a little late. Well, 7 seconds late, honey. But the point is, folks, I just want to say, I want to say it this way. I have a little girl in Virginia. Shortcake, Papa Rob loves you. And I always will. Don't you dare forget that. I've always been fighting for what I believe is right by you. And I always will. And for the rest of you out there, thank you too, darling. Here the weather is rainy, and hopefully it will dry up soon. I want to get on my motorbike and ride a little bit. So get out there, stay safe, stay dry, enjoy the day. This has been Rob Rourke of Texas, and I'm going to say, come back tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit more. Remember, we like to talk a little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, because that's what truly matters. So I'm going to say adios, hasta la vista, and I'll check you all later. Bye now.